Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time to visit a little bit with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. He's on the KGLO live line this morning. Hey, Chad, how are you?
Good. I guess as good as I can be anyway. It's just one of those crazy weeks on top of all the crazy weeks that we've had up until this point, right? We been begging for some rain, and now we get, 4 or 5 days of it and cold temperatures and everything. It seems like fall, but as a Hawkeye fan, it doesn't feel like fall to me with no games to get ready for here. And so I guess I'm getting charged up for the Cyclones on Saturday. How about you?
Yeah, you know, I'm anxious to see some games. I don't know what it's going to look like. I won't be in attendance at any of the college games.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be just like everybody watching a game or two or whatever I can see on television to see, you know, and some of the places are going to have fans and some of them are not, but mm-hmm. it's at least it's a little bit of that college experience. I've had some people tell me, though, that they're not interested in college football this year because they can't tailgate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's half the experience, they say, and I get a little bit of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels weird, definitely. I mean, I've been trying to get hyped up and watched a couple of games this past weekend, and, you know, with NFL kicking off this evening, you know, you kind of try and get motivated to get excited about it, but it just seems weird. It just doesn't seem like September, I guess, in a lot of ways at this point, just you know, how much everything's different and the kind of slow start with the school season and all that kind of stuff. You know, it is odd for sure, but, you know, it'll be neat. I know that game BYU and Navy there, you know, with no fans, but being able to hear the players and everybody kind of hooting and hollering on the sidelines and stuff was kind of interesting. And so, yeah, there'll be different experiences and stuff like that, and it'll be a little bit different even watching it on TV, but I guess something's better than nothing at this point in time. That's how I'm going to shape it up in my mind anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things you got to remember too is, and you've been around football too up close and personal, and so have I, you know, when these schools have played scrimmage games and, mm-hmm. and things like that, they've played in empty stadiums before. The chatter and talk among the athletes may be amplified.
Yeah, just probably a little bit. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll hear some stuff out of the coaches, too, as those mics get picked up, and I'm sure those will be pretty colorful at times as well. So, yeah, just a little bit different. I guess maybe that XFL feel, if you watched any of those games where they allowed you to kind of pipe into some of those conversations and hear what was going on. Maybe they'll try some of that this season. I don't know. I guess everything probably on the table at this point in time when it comes to what the whole thing is going to see, you know, sound and look like.
Yeah. Well, I know you're a Hawkeye fan, so I see a former Hawkeye linebacker is going to start a middle linebacker in, what, Baylor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like that transfer worked out well for him, and I know a lot of his teammates were sad to see him go, even though maybe not as sad to see his dad removed from his position in all cases. But, a lot of exciting things going that way, not just him starting there, but I saw Josie Jewell getting the starting nod for Denver and, you know, quite a few different Hawkeyes that made some rosters and made some practice squads that are kind of neat to see. And then, you know, on top of that, just having a local boy, Josh Kniffel there from Hampton, my hometown, that, you know, at least made the practice squad there for the Bengals. I know that's something that's exciting for his family and a lot of the people, you know, in Hampton.
Yeah, those practice squads, for people that don't follow that, Chad, it's that's big stuff. You get a paycheck.
Yeah. It's important. You're paying your bills. You're getting to continue to live out the dream that you've had since, you know, all of us were little kids and thought about playing on TV and in the big time and stuff like that. And, you know, if he continues to develop, you know, who knows what's going to happen this year with, you know, people coming down with the virus or injuries and all that kind of stuff. And he may find himself on the regular squad here before we know it. So, yeah, exciting for him and his family for sure.
Yeah, so true. Well, listen, you know, that's, I think that same kind of thing parallels into everything that we're going through day to day in our own businesses. You see it at Corporate Farmer. We see it at certainly at KGLO. But, you know, there's that feeling within the state of Iowa, I think, and for us in general in North Iowa, that, you know, we take all the information we have and we just keep plugging at it. And I know farmers are certainly right now, people that you deal with right day to day, Chad, they're looking around a corner at a harvest season that's not that far off.
No, it's coming pretty quick. You know, obviously, anybody that's been out in the country has seen how quickly the crops have been changing color, and, you know, that means that harvest is just around the corner. You know, it doesn't, like, again, I say, doesn't feel like September, doesn't feel like fall, doesn't feel like that we should be getting ready for harvest at this point in time, but, you know, I think there's some people that are excited for it for sure. You know, it's probably not going to be a bumper crop, but, you know, it has the makings of being decent, and we've seen kind of prices move in the right direction here more recently. Probably has just as much to do with the poor weather and the storms and junk like that that, you know, the people to the south of us had to deal with. But, you know, For all that's gone wrong, I think that, you know, the people I continue to talk to and the clients, you know, that we meet with on a daily basis seem to be, you know, fairly upbeat and looking that things are hopefully moving in the right direction finally.
Yeah, oh, I think so too, yeah. I was going to ask too, now this is a short week for you guys at Corporate Farmer, like a lot of businesses. You turn around after the holiday weekend, boy. Does it have a different feel for you in the office after you turn past the holiday?
Yeah, I mean, and especially with some things coming up now, we've got like September 15th, that which is just next week. That for several like different entities, especially S corporations that are due for tax returns, and then you know for those that did go ahead and extend their personal taxes. October 15th is looming out there, and so you can see some urgency in some, you know, clients that typically wait till that October 15th deadline, and they've been calling up, sending things in, making some appointments to get those tax returns wrapped up before they do get in the fields, as they see that probably only maybe a couple weeks out at this point in time. So a little urgency yet to kind of finish up the old, and then, you know, definitely been doing quite a bit of planning as we move forward here and kind of look at what the end of the year is going to bring. I think a lot of people want to kind of get an idea of how much grain that they can go ahead and get sold here before the end of the year and how much maybe they want to defer into the next year, and, you know, starting to get some prices on some inputs and things, so there's some pressure there from, you know, some of the companies to start locking in seed and some of those types of things. And so, you know, it does kind of speed up the decision-making process as we start to kind of close in on the end of the year.
Yeah, and you and I have talked a lot about this. As unusual a year as it has been, certainly just the tax seasons alone and how they've changed this year for you guys.
And it's just not the taxes. I mean, there have just been all kinds of different things thrown out there. I know, you know, just this past week, you know, there's been some more information out of Des Moines as far as some kind of relief funds that are available. You know, those things continue to trickle out as they come up with new ideas to try and, I guess, utilize some of the federal funds that are passed on to the states. And so, you know, for farmers, you know, there's a few things there at the state level with, like, some Iowa Beginning Farmer Debt Relief and some Livestock Producer Relief funds that are available. And, you know, really given a pretty short window to kind of get involved in that. In fact, I just talked to one of our clients this morning that was filling out some of the paperwork that had a few questions on that program, and there's information available in the application there at iowaeconomicdevelopment.com. I'll say that again, too, because it's a little long. iowaeconomicdevelopment.com. And when I say beginning farmer debt relief, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be young or you have to just have started in farming. It's kind of, I always say that the Iowa kind of looks at that beginning farmer as kind of somebody that doesn't have a real high net worth. So the eligibility on the program is really based off of net worth, and I think it's somewhere around $682,000 worth of net worth, and some of and that's for an individual. And then obviously, as you start getting into multiple partners or you know a married couple and things like that, some of those limits change. But that's definitely some things to look into. I know I continue to hear from clients that say, are there other things available out there, you know, to kind of help us through some of these struggles. You know, it's not a lot, but I think the cap on the beginning farmer deal is $10,000 to help with debt service. But every, like you said, plugging along, every little bit helps. You know, I it's definitely something here that's a first come, first serve type basis. And once those funds are exhausted, you know, they won't be taking any more applications for either that one or the Iowa Livestock Producers Relief Fund either. And so if you want to get involved in those, you need to get on them as soon as possible. In fact, I think the closing date on a few of those applications are next week already, like the September 14th, I think, is the close of those two application windows. So, yeah, not a lot of time, and you want to get involved in that pretty quickly if you want to get that done and have an opportunity at some of those assistance programs.
You know, most years we want to have that crystal ball that we can look into and see what the future brings. But I think this year more than any, wouldn't you like to just look into that future and see what's it look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now? And you and I were talking a little bit about this before going on the air, even talking about sports and things. But yeah, if there's ever a year you'd really like to have that crystal ball, it's probably this year.
For sure. I don't know if you've been sitting in on some of my phone conversations or my meetings with clients or what, but I mean, over and over again, the questions are, you know, what's going to happen with the markets? What do you see into the future? Those types of things. And so I try and get out my crystal ball, and I always tell them, you know, I've got this magic pen that has a super duper eraser that kind of helps us kind of get to where we need to be here with our planning. But, you know, I mean, we've said it time and time again, and you and I have talked about it. We try and look into the future when we're doing our planning. So many people get caught up in the now and the today and what do I need to do to kind of close out the year or finish things where I want to be. And that's a real short-sighted goal, right? I mean, that's not when we go back to football or any of the other things. We're setting kind of goals based on, you know, where we want to be at the end of the season, not where we want to be necessarily for the first game. And I think that continuing to have that kind of long-term outlook is a positive way to operate your business because, you know, let's face it, these are family farms, right? And, you know, the goal in a lot of those situations is to perpetuate the farming operation, not just for your livelihood, but, you know, to involve your children and your grandchildren and continue, you know, the century farm type mentality that we all kind of try and live by. And so taking a short-term approach is not reaching, you know, those long-term goals that you have in your mind. And so that's why at Corporate Farmer, we've always tried to kind of remind our clients that, yeah, this might be the solution for you in the short term, but that doesn't meet your long-term goals. And so we need to look at this from a long-term perspective. And, you know, whether that means not being so focused on trying to not pay a dollar more than you want to in taxes, maybe that doesn't kind of fit in with where we want to get to with debt servicing and putting ourselves in a financial position so that we can weather a storm, you know, whether it's the ratio or whether it's COVID or all these things that it seems like that we've been faced with this year. That's a long-term perspective and not taking a short-term type mentality.
Well, Chad, for those guys out there that haven't gotten their plan put together, how can they get together with you at Corporate Farmer and put something together for the future?
Yeah, great time of the year to just give us a call, 800-472-6931. Check us out online at corporatefarmer.com, and let's sit down and kind of talk through these things and see if we can make a fit and create a relationship that's going to help you and your business.
Good stuff. Hey, Chad, by the way, you're picking Iowa State to win, aren't you?
Oh, of course. Yes, definitely. Not that I do that, for any financial gain, but I might this time just for fun, just get a little bit more into the game. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Definitely going to be sitting in front of the TV and catching the Cyclones on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I know there's some people that are just dying to hear me say go Cyclones. So there you go. You know?
I saw Ed Podolak. You know Ed pretty well. Yeah, he said he was going to be catching the game as well. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's getting a few of us Hawkeyes thinking about Ames for at least Saturday anyway. So we'll be. I don't know if I got any clothing that I can throw on, but I'll at least have it on the channel.
Oh, I've got some clothing I can put on too.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying the Cardinal in gold there.
Oh, so I know what you meant. I've got that covered. Hey, Chad, have a great weekend, and cheer for Iowa State and cheer for your favorite teams, okay?
All right. Thank you, Tim.
See you later.
Bye.
Chad Anson with us, president of Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO. And that is our Corporate Farmer program for this week.